Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Today we have an interesting meditation on sound. We are sitting on my back porch and we happen to have a cacophony of different sounds to play with. So, I want to take a moment, find yourself in a comfortable position, lay back. Bring your awareness to your breath. And relax. I want to ask a question. And it may sound at first preposterous, but by the end of the meditation it will no longer be so. It will be a question in your mind as well. And the question is sound coming from something other than me? Or am I actually the creator of all of the sounds? Okay, now let us begin our meditation. You're sitting back and you're relaxed. And I want you to find a sound. It may be my voice. It may be the bird you hear in the background. Occasionally you may hear thunder in the background. It may be an air conditioning unit. Find a sound and pick it. Take another deep breath. And I want you to use your imagination you to put that sound there. We tend to think of a sound as coming from far away, in a distance, from another place other than ourselves. Let us turn it around. Imagine that you are putting the sound exactly where it is. All of the sound waves around us emanating from wherever they are, we tend to think of it as they are coming to us. Waves and waves from all over, all around. Somehow they find their way to me. If this is the case, then I am at the center of all sound. The bird chirps. The bird chirps in those wave patterns. They follow me wherever I go. There is thunder in the sky, and it emanates its thunderous roar in wave patterns to me. The aeroplane flies overhead, and it sends its wave patterns to me, and so on. All of the sounds find their way to me. The squirrel jumps from limb to limb, rustling through the trees. I can hear that. It is amazing. All of these sounds for me. And it matters not what the sound is. It could be traffic going by. It could be a train, some sort of public transportation. It could be neighbors having a quarrel or making love in the hotel room next door. It can be any sound, it matters not. And let us turn it around. I am now at the center, receiving all of these sounds from all around me. It is a 360-degree pattern. I am at the center of the universe of sound. There are sound waves bouncing off of everything all around me, all the time. All the time. And let us turn it around. Now that I am at the center, now that I am center, I'm going to put a sound in the sky called thunder. I am going to put the chirp in the bird. I'm going to put the roar of the motor on the airplane. I put the humming drone of an air conditioning unit into the object. These sounds are emanating from me. An automobile goes by on a dirt road. I put it there, and it is gone. Sound can never disturb me again. I am putting all of it where it belongs. I put that there. Thank you. Thank you. I put that sound there. Yes. Thank you. It is not so much of a challenge to do these with natural sounds. The challenge comes when we don't want the sound to be the way the sound is. The challenge comes when we want something other than we created that. I will say that again. The challenge comes when we want something other than we created that sound. How funny it is to be the victim of sound. My baby is crying in the other room. All of my own childhood traumas come rushing to the surface. And I do not know what to do. And he is crying and crying and crying, and I don't want him to cry. He shouldn't be crying. The crying is wrong. Why is he crying? And I do not know. And let me find out why. I only want to comfort him, and there is no comforting, no consoling. And he should not be crying. I am so peaceful. I am sleepy. He should be sleepy. Why isn't he sleepy? No more crying. But then, I am creating his crying, and his mouth moves. It is the funniest thing. There has been no change. My eyes see things the same way. He is opening his mouth. The sound looks like it may be coming out, but now maybe I am putting the sound there. And I am at peace. I put it there. I put the sound there. Okay, so another day I go and visit my aging mother. And it just seems like there is never any satisfaction. And she is complaining in her special way. And I'm looking and I smile. And no longer should she be any different. For I am creating the sound coming out of her mouth. And it is a joy to listen. It is a joy, as it is a joy listening to the birds in the sky flying, chirping, the thunderous roar. How can I make any of that wrong? It is going to rain. Am I going to stop the rain? Maybe. But right now, I'm going to create the rain. It is what's so. I am going to create what is so. There is no reason to be against it. The plane is flying. Am I going to argue or create exactly what is happening? So I want you to look in your life. Where are there sounds from anywhere? From any people? any conversation at any time. I want you to put that sound right where it is, as if you created it, as if you put the words in the mouth of that other person, for them to say it exactly the way they are saying whatever they are saying. I want you to put the air conditioning unit droning home, and it goes on and on and on. I want you to put it there as if you created it. Thank you so much for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com.